USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on Twitter this morning talking about potentially closing the U.S. border with Mexico altogether if lawmakers don't give him the wall funding he wants, wanting to build that wall to keep illegal immigrants out of the U.S. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. 33-year-old Ronald Singh murdered Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot.
And the manhunt for that suspect's continuing. CenturyLink says it's continuing to work to restore internet and phone connection to customers nationwide. Customers in many major cities, including Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, and Seattle, are in some cases unable to even make 911 calls. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Pictures and images of a bright blue light lighting up the New York skies last night go viral on social media after a transformer explodes in Queens.
I was thinking it's the end of the world, like, it's like something's going to happen to New York.
That was one witness's reaction. The explosion did knock out power to LaGuardia Airport for a while, so the FAA briefly shut down flights there. A gun rights group filing a lawsuit to overturn the Trump administration's planned ban on bump stocks. Gun Owners of America and others filing the suit in the Western District of Michigan. The lawsuit claims a ban should be a legislative change and not done through regulation. The husband of former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is reportedly considering a run for U.S. Senate. Politico says former astronaut Mark Kelly is laying the groundwork to run as a Democrat in the 2020 special election to replace the late Senator John McCain. Republican Martha McSally has been appointed to the seat on an interim basis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Instagram's apologizing for what was supposed to be a limited trial that accidentally went worldwide. Users logging onto their Instagram accounts on Thursday morning saw a trial version where they had to swipe left or right to view additional photos instead of the traditional swiping up and down. Based on Twitter reaction, users were not happy with that change. Instagram since fixing it, tweeting that the change was meant only for a few users on a trial basis, but a mistake gave it a much wider audience. Don't skip breakfast. That's the message from researchers in Germany who say skipping that meal for even one day a week can raise your risk of type 2 diabetes. The new study published in the Journal of Nutrition finds skipping the meal one day a week led to a 6% higher risk of diabetes, and it increases each additional day with a 55% higher risk for skipping the entire week. The studies claim the body reacts when people break the fast of sleeping, and it kickstarts metabolism and changes the way the body uses sugar. By not eating breakfast, the body continues to store sugar in fat cells, waiting for it to be needed. And the college football playoff semifinals are Saturday with number 2 Clemson battling number 3 Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. And in the Orange Bowl, top-ranked Alabama meets number 4 Oklahoma. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.